This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. This growing season has featured favorable weather conditions for crop growth and development, but that same weather has set the table for fungal disease pressure. We will hear more from Mark Storr of BASF next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Mark Storr is a BASF technical service representative, and he says that tar spot is one of the biggest threats to corn in Iowa this growing season.
A lot of disease. As you're probably well aware, tar spot was discovered quite early this year in three counties in Iowa going back to the middle of June. And that is, you know, the map has continued to grow in color. And I believe the last count, we had about 19 or 20 counties here in the state of Iowa that have documented incidents of tar spot, which is obviously a disease of concern. And, you know, the wet weather expedites that, cooler temperatures. It's really the leaf wetness, though, that we're dealing with, the constant humidity, the lack of drying that's going to likely be a good environment for those diseases.
Storr mentioned several other diseases that growers need to be wary of based on the weather conditions.
And of course, there's a host of foliar diseases in soybeans we worry about too. One that comes to mind may be white mold, but the usual suspects are there as well, whether it be frog eye leaf spot or Cercospora. So I think the other thing I think is a watch out is southern rust. That's a devastating disease. It blows up from the south. And I see now the last map indicates it's been discovered in southern Missouri. And when I look at the area south of us, you know, that's where our moisture comes from, the Gulf region. And when you have a pattern like this, continued southerly airflow, that's going to bring in those rust spores.
In areas where growers have received excess rainfall, Storr says that nitrogen loss concerns could mean additional nitrogen applications. For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.